Huh. It's not every day I get a visitor on a flying horse. Hail hero, what brings you to my humble neck of the woods? Do you like my decorations? Monster! How rude! I will grant you that I look a bit peculiar, what with the snakes for hair and all. And, all right, sure. Maybe I've had a bit of fun with the deluded fools that have come to bother me. But I didn't do them any harm. I mean, look at the expressions. Pure ecstasy. I did a great job at capturing it, if I do say so myself. Turn them to stone. Oh! Out comes the sword. So that's how it's going to be then, is it? I should have known it would turn out like this. But what in Hades' name are you hoping to accomplish by looking at my reflection in your shield? If you are going to try to kill me, at least have the guts to look me in the eye while doing so. Looking into my eyes doesn't turn anybody to stone, silly. That takes quite a bit more effort on my part. It's only a figure of speech. My eyes are simply so incredibly alluring, so impossibly stunning, that they leave people rooted to the spot, transfixed, mesmerized, as if they were turned to stone, figuratively. But well, it doesn't really matter if you're looking into my eyes directly, or at their reflection. My eyes are just as bewitching either way. That little trick of yours with the shield isn't going to help you one bit. You can't feel it, can't you? The pull of my eyes, even when looking at my reflection. Well, at least you're smart enough to realize that you should look away. But you still can't stop yourself from stealing glances at my eyes. Can you? They are pretty enticing. Still, every glance lasts just a little longer than to last. How long do you think it will be, before you stop looking away at all? It's so charming that you think looking at my breasts is any safer. They are so very hypnotic in their own right, aren't they?
Look at my chest.
Look at the way they jiggle with every little move I make. Watch how they gently swing as I move from side to side. As I gracefully, languidly, rhythmically sway my body from side to side.
Look at my chest.
On my breast, following the motion of my body. It is such a captivating sight. And how about when I move up and down a bit to make them bounce. Bounce up and down. Bounce up and down.
Look at me.
Yes. From the looks of you, I'd say my tits are most definitely hypnotizing you. My hypnotic tits. Jiggling and swaying and bouncing in front of your eyes. You really seem to be fascinated by my tits. You can't keep your eyes off them. How rude. My eyes are up here. Yes. Look into my eyes. Aren't they gorgeous? Can you feel yourself turning to stone yet? Or is it just one body part in particular that is getting rigid?
Look at my eyes.
You certainly seem to be transfixed. Didn't I tell you my eyes were stunning? But seeing is believing, isn't it? Yes. My eyes are breathtaking, aren't they? Yes. I can't tell by the look on your face. I know. I'm quite happy with my eyes. I love the way they sparkle and glitter like the most precious of gemstones. But they are so much more fascinating than that. They also shimmer and ripple like the ocean, the colors shifting and blending into each other.
Look at me.
Yes, my eyes are utterly mesmerizing. Dazzlingly beautiful, vast and endlessly deep, hiding so many mysteries, so many secrets. I reckon you could discover a few of them if you would only look a little deeper. Yes. Look a little deeper into my eyes. Deeper and deeper and deeper. You could lose yourself in these eyes of mine. Oh, you actually managed to look away. Well done, you. I'm impressed. I can see why you're a hero. Still, why are you looking at my breast again?
Look at my chest.
I thought we had established that my breasts were too hypnotic for your poor mind to handle. It probably doesn't help if I cup them like this.
Look at my chest.
Or when I give them a little squeeze. They are so soft and plump. Picture what it would feel like to rest your head on my breasts.
Look at my chest.
What a wonderful relaxing pillow they would make. I can see your eyes are starting to droop.
Close your eyes.
Go ahead. Close those tired, heavy eyes of yours. I promise I won't take advantage. Perhaps it would be safer to focus on my face after all, don't you think?
Look at me.
Oh yes, you can certainly look at my lips. They are lovely too, right? My lips? Yes.
Look at my lips.
Soft and sensual, and so very kissable. I can't see yours are parting slightly.
Look at my lips.
I bet you're fantasizing about how wonderful it would feel to kiss these lips of mine.
Look at my lips.
How it would feel if I just barely brushed my lips against yours. And then gently kiss your lower lip of my tongue, just a tiny bit between your lips, teasing you until you give in,
give in.
Until you passionately return my kiss my tongue dancing with yours, as I wrap my arms around you and pull you into my embrace. Maybe you are more thinking about how these lips would feel on your manhood. How I would start by planting soft little kisses along your shaft before taking your cock in my mouth. My tongue swirling around the head. How you would lose yourself in the pleasure. Surrender yourself to the feeling.
Surrender.
You would do anything to experience this. Give anything just to feel my mouth on your cock.
Surrender.
Submit to my every whim.
Surrender.
Yes. Surrender to me. Read my lips. Give in. Let go.
Given.
I think you're about to start drooling. It seems that focusing on my lips isn't going to end well for you either. No, perhaps the only safe place for you to look is into my eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Yes. My eyes. Look into my eyes. Maybe you are thinking, they are incredibly pretty, breathtakingly gorgeous, but thankfully, not as hypnotic as her breast, not as seductive as her lips. But you would be wrong.
Look in my eyes.
You see, I have been holding back. And as much as I've enjoyed toying with you, it's time to end this. So, look into my eyes. I suppose even your adult mind still registers that something has changed. That my eyes are coming alive with motion and light. Shining. Glowing. All of the colors in my eyes spinning and swirling and swirling, forming such pretty spirals, swirling, swirling around and around, filling your entire world. My glowing, spiraling eyes. They are captivating, inescapable. No, I am pretty sure my eyes aren't all that safe to look at after all. To be fair, I did warn you that this was going to happen. That once you looked into my eyes, really looked into them, you would be transfixed, mesmerized, I said. And you are. You could not possibly look away. You don't even want to. My eyes are too entrancing. All of the lovely colors are making your head swim. And it feels so good. It feels so very good to go into trance for me. To sink deeper and deeper into trance as the colors keep washing over you. Dropping deeper and deeper. And you lucky bastard. So deeply entranced that you drop your shield. I really should have seen that coming. Still, It doesn't change anything. It's not like you can close your eyes or look away. You can't defend yourself if you can't see me coming. You don't have a choice. You have to look at me.
Look at me.
I wonder, where will you look? Will you look at my lovely, luscious lips, seductive and tantalizing, hinting at untold pleasures, or perhaps at my sumptuously tempting breast, capturing your attention as I gently sway them back and forth, back and forth? Or maybe you'll stop trying to postpone the inevitable and just throw yourself into my spiraling eyes. Having trouble deciding, I see. I can't see your eyes flicking about. My breast. My lips. My eyes. Let me make it a little easier for you and get right up close to you. Well, my breasts, my lips, or my eyes? My nose? How long are you going to keep that up? How can you keep focusing on my nose when my eyes are right there? When the light of my spirals is dancing on the edge of your vision, calling to you. Your eyes are already starting to drift upwards. Perhaps you should look down at my lips while you still can. Or maybe you should have paid more attention to what my hands were doing. My indecisive little hero. I see you have finally noticed that one of my hands is wrapped around your cock. It is pretty hard to miss after all, now that I'm stroking that cock of yours, gliding my hand along your shaft, stroking you up and down. And my other hand, it is just below your chin, tilting your head up with a single finger now, guiding your gaze up towards my eyes, towards my incredible eyes. They are even more magnificent up close, aren't they? Yes. You really don't stand a chance when my eyes are right in front of you. But it does make everything so much easier. So much simpler. Of course, you want to look at my eyes. Look into my eyes. How could you have ever wanted to look anywhere else? It seems so silly now. You want to dive down into my glorious eyes with every fiber of your being. And you are diving down, plunging down into my eyes, my amazing, glittering, spiraling eyes. You are losing yourself in the swirling colors, spinning out of control, My eyes are melting your thoughts, and you don't care at all. All you want, all you need, is to stare into my eyes. My brilliant, mesmerizing eyes, swirling, spiraling, drawing you in, deeper and deeper and deeper. All you can see are my eyes, swirling. All you can hear is my voice, singing. And all you can feel is pleasure, pulsing, as my spirals fill your mind, as your thoughts dribble out of your ears. I am your entire world. My eyes, my voice, my touch. Nothing else matters to you anymore. The swirling colors in your head, my voice singing around in your mind, the pulsing pleasure in your cock. It's all blending together into one giant whirlpool of sensation, sweeping you along like a leaf in the storm. You are cast adrift in the oceans of my eyes. You don't know where you are. You don't know what you're doing. You only know pleasure. As your mind keeps spiraling further down into my eyes with every passing second. As your cock keeps pulsing with pleasure with every stroke of my hand. Pulsing with need. Oh my, your knees are starting to buckle there. I can't see it's hard to remain standing. And there is so much pleasure coursing through you. Very well. You can't sink down to your knees then. It is where you belong after all. On your knees in front of me, gazing helplessly up into my wonderful eyes. Yes, kneel, sink, and as you sink down to your knees, your mind sinks down right along with it, only it keeps sinking. Sinking deeper and deeper down into my eyes. Down into the endless vortex of my spiraling eyes. Any last fragments of thought drowning in the depths, sinking deeper and deeper down until there is nothing left. No thoughts. No memories. No ideas. Just the image of my incredible eyes swirling and spiraling around in your head, leaving you blank, empty, and obedient, leaving you with nothing but endless pleasure and the urgent need to submit. The need to come, to spurt, spurt, and you are so close to submitting entirely, so close to surrendering your will to mine, so close to spurting, spurt, spurt. So close to spurting out everything that you are. Spurt. And when you do, spurt, you will utterly be mine. Let us find out what kind of statue you will make. Spurt. Spurt for me. Spurt out your mind. Spurt out your will. Surrender and spurt, spurt. Submit and spurt. Submit and spurt. Spurt. And now, freeze. Welcome back, my hero. How are you feeling? More than a little sore, I suppose. It's unavoidable, I'm afraid. Holding the same position for a couple of hours will do that to you. But it was worth it, I promise. Look, like two drops of water. Your body, immortalized in marble. A little something for me to remember your visit by. I especially loved the way I captured that docile, blissed out look on your face there. I call this one the great hero, brought to his knees. That's an image that's going to stick in my head for a while, I think. Well then, hero. I suppose you will want to go nurse those sore muscles and that bruised ego of yours. You can always come back, if you want to give it another shot. Although, I doubt things will go any differently. Especially with all of those hidden instructions I planted into that pliable mind of yours. Maybe it wasn't even the first time you were here. How would you know? You don't remember me sculpting this statue of you either, do you? Would you like to see the rest of my collection? No, you're fine. Probably. I just don't like people looking at my unfinished works. Mind control always leaves me hot and bothered. Run along now, hero. I've got some tension to release and I'm not so desperate as to hypnotize you into having sex with me. Although, you are not afraid of me, are you? And you aren't looking at me with revulsion in your eyes. More like, awe. Perhaps I don't have to put you in a trance after all. For you, do you want to have a little fun with me? What do you say to getting some hands-on experience with these wonderful breasts of mine that you were so fascinated by? Or maybe you want to take me up on some of the pleasure my lips could offer you? And I can think of a couple of most enjoyable ways of loosening up those stiff muscles of yours too. Maybe a quick romp in the tall grass. I can't see. It's not just your muscles that are stiff anymore. So I take it as a yes then? Well, come along then, hero. You know, I do expect a more active contribution from you now.